Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Jason. And in a couple of minutes, we have a special treat. We have an interview with Jim Brewer coming up. So hopefully he'll be calling soon. He, for people born after 2000, he was on Saturday Night Live. And he's appearing at Helium Comedy Club this weekend. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully he'll be in a couple of minutes. And between that, we were just listening to Never Be Falling by Sea Pony. Actually Jim Brewer is appearing at the Helium Comedy Club. Just special days yesterday, but you can't go back in time, even though it is the anniversary, I believe, of just saw that at midnight. It's the anniversary of Michael J. Fox going back in time at the Tower. But he is also appearing today, but it's actually sold out. So you can't really, you can probably go hang out, maybe hang out in the lobby. But other than that, it won't be happening. But you can enjoy this interview if you're a big Jim Brewer fan and you don't have tickets. I don't know what to tell you. There's other great people coming, though, so you can enjoy them, or you can enjoy this interview. And you can enjoy the weather, because it's a little cold outside. But that's Buffalo, so I don't want to hear anybody complain. But the chance of rain is 0%. Actually, I don't think that's 100% correct. I'm looking at the wrong thing. I don't know what the weather's going to be like. I know it's going to be cold, with the chance of, I think there's a snow. There was a snow advisory for Chautauqua. So if you're living down in Chautauqua, I don't know if it snowed or not. Hopefully not. I know it didn't snow in Buffalo. And right now it's a balmy 32 degrees, according to my Yahoo weather service, which is not 100% correct. Because Yahoo's not 100% correct. I'm more of a Google person. And it's 12:17. Looks like Jim's running a little late. Maybe I'll play another song. Oh, hold on one second. Hang on one second. That could be Jim. This is Stellar Radio. I got it. 91.3. Good. Can you hang on one second for me? Okay, thanks. And that's him. So everyone, hang on one second for this stellar interview that's about to happen. All right. Actually, that's off. Whoop. Jim, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Awesome. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Are we taping this, or are we going live?
Actually, we're going live, because that's
okay, great.
Hard
great.
For me. So yeah, don't say anything crazy, though, because the dumb button's really high, so I can't reach it.
What?
This is terrestrial radio. I'm just letting you know. Just, you know.
Oh, no, it's all good. Yeah, no, I'm going to drop the N-word. I'm going to be really filthy. So, just be ready.
I do, actually, I know the you're appearing at Helium, but the show is sold out, so I super appreciate you still calling me, because you don't even have to call me.
Oh, well, that's cool. It's all good.
I'm just kidding. How was the show yesterday?
Oh, man, it was sold out. Like I said, everything was great. Sold out. I'm surprised I never played here before, but now. Now that I know I can sell two shows, I'm going to keep coming back.
This is your first time in Buffalo?
First time like 10 years. I don't remember the last show. Those are different times.
Oh. So are you...
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
There was a lot of people involved back then. Tour bus, lots of clout. A little different now. Growing up, three kids. Just as funny, just material's different.
Right. Well, no, I mean, I've been listening to you on the podcast, and you've hit your stride. You're a mature adult man now.
Yes, that's true. So hopefully in the next decade or two, I'll pump out a lot more stuff. So we'll see what's going on. So even though we are sold out, it doesn't matter. You can always you can download me for free on I think I'm on Netflix this month. The last month you can get it for free, the new special.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you can go hang out, maybe get a chance to, get on a waiting list to see you, or, yeah, download
Yeah, you never know. You call in, there might be a waiting list, so, we'll figure it out. Don't let it distract anyone, or I'll come back here next time, or just catch me at the night, or drive all the way to Albany. You could do that.
Albany's not that far. I think it's only 6 hours. It's worth it.
Yeah, that's a piece of cake.
Where are you playing in Albany? Oh, there's only one place in Albany, right? The what's it called?
Yeah, no, I'm playing some theater in Troy, New York on Friday night.
Yeah, or just become like a, get a van, become a groupie, and follow you around the country on your tour.
There you go. Piece of cake. Done. Done deal. So what's your format here? What do you got going on?
We play alternative. We're Buffalo's leading alternative. So
oh,
we,
nice.
Nothing so top 20.
Who's the hot alternative band right now?
That's a good question. There's so many. I mean, it depends on what you like. And you really put me on the spot, and I can't give you a good answer.
Well, who should I download?
Let me ask Amanda.
Come on, Hammer. You're the DJ, ain't you?
I know, but I just played the songs. I'm just a
wow.
monkey. I know.
Yeah, that's the last thing your listeners want to hear.
Who's the number one alternative band, like, right now? See, no one's...
Don't worry about it, Hammer. See, that's why I'm a hard rock and metal guy. I don't even... Alternative's not even... I like alternative, but I fall asleep after a while, so it's all good.
Oh, do you? Oh, you were just trying to expand your music repertoire?
Yeah, I'm a rock metal guy. I need energy. I need energy.
Oh, I understand. Well, see, I'm more of an old school rap guy myself, so.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that's, you know.
But I mean, that's
rap.
Not. Yeah, you know, like.
You grew up, what, Beastie Boys or even older?
No, Beastie Boys, right in there.
All right, nice. Well, cool, man. Well, hopefully you can make it out tonight. If you can't, it's all good. And, you know, I appreciate you hanging out. When you get that list, email me, Hammer.
I do like the new name. Maybe I should be DJ Hammer. I think that fits me.
I like that one. Yeah. DJ Alternative Hammer. Alternative Hammer.
Right. Just don't ask me what bands to listen to. That's all. No, you just have to listen to the station, man. You can tune in like while you're on your. How are you touring these days? You're just taking a play. You driving or like what do you do? You don't have a bus anymore, do you?
No busing. I'll start busing next year, but right now I'm just carring at my house. But yeah, I'll hunt it down. I'll check it out. You know what? I'll give you some suggestions. I'm going to listen to my top alternative for the next day, and I'll email you, and I'll give you a suggestion
there
of
you
who
go.
I want to hear. And hopefully it's in your turnstile.
Yeah, and you can listen online. Like you can, there's a computer, there's a phone app you can get. You can listen to the station online, and listen all across the country.
Well, thank you. Well, thanks for having me, brother. I appreciate your time. You got a beautiful future ahead of you, and I look forward to being part of it. Thanks
Definitely.
For having me, man. Be safe, brother.
Okay, thanks.
Bye bye.
All right. Well, there you go. That was Jim Brewer. Well, obviously he didn't like me. That's why. I don't know. I don't think he was into it. Usually I do, what was it, 20? That was like 7 minutes. So he's maybe, since I was, you know, maybe he got a little turned off. I was just kidding when I said, you know, I mean, the show is sold out, but I didn't say, to like, don't listen to him. So he's probably just like, ah. And then he's like, I don't know any alternative bands. So he's like, why am I talking to this guy? Comedians are a fickle bunch. No, I mean, no, like that was a solid 7 minute interview. Kudos to me. Kudos to Jim. And he said we're going to email, but here's the funny thing. We didn't exchange emails. So how are we going to do it? I don't know. And he said I had a bright future, but I don't know if that was sarcasm. I'm so confused right now. I don't know. I'm so conflicted. I don't know what to do. No, that was great. I super appreciate his time. I hope he does email me somehow. He could probably look me up. I don't know. Well, that was definitely for you lunch hour people. I'm sure that was worth it. And now we're going to get back to the music because I don't know. I'm going to go meditate on this and see how I feel about it because I'm not sure.